Okay, we're going to give this one more shot. Dear Cheap Astronomy, what do you think of the Drake equation? Well, we like it, and we think it's terrific that an eminent astronomer's back of an envelope scribblings have so captured the public imagination. Indeed, Drake's equation has been so meticulously documented and explained that we'll just do a cheap version here that also deals with the Fermi paradox and makes a passing reference to Carl Sagan. So, for anyone who needs the backstory, the Drake equation attempts to calculate the number of intelligent species we should be able to communicate with by adding together a mix of what are mostly probabilities about stars and planets and evolution. The Fermi paradox then states that here we are in this huge universe with lots of stars and potentially life-bearing planets, so where the heck is everyone? Anyhow, the first terms of the Drake equation seek quantification of how many stars there are and how many of those stars could have planets with habitability potential. Later terms of the equation then seek estimates of the likelihood of intelligent life developing on those planets, and then tries to quantify the chances of those intelligents developing interstellar-scale communications, and finally, tries to quantify what is the period of time over which such intelligent civilizations might sustain that technology. Drake equation commentators often wax lyrical over that last point, interpreting it as meaning there's only a brief window period between an intelligence developing and it then destroying itself. The equation doesn't actually say that, it just proposes there's a certain time window over which broadcasting is likely before it stops. So rather than destroying itself, a civilization might instead become smart enough not to rely on energy-inefficient broadcasting anymore, and that civilization might also decide that there's no point bothering to communicate with any primitives who have just recently stumbled across the whole broadcasting idea. In reality, it's unlikely an advanced civilization would just ignore a recently emerged broadcaster like Earth. But since the universal speed limit of light eliminates any likelihood of invasion, an advanced civilization might just contact us to say, okay, we're not going to kill you, but if you want to swap ideas with us, well, what have you got? It's likely a flurry of international conferences, symposia and working groups would follow as the human race suddenly realized it had to justify its existence. And sending a bunch of poetry and religious texts probably won't cut it. We'll have to acknowledge that about 90% of what we've done to date has involved digging stuff out of the ground and burning it to create electricity, and we've wiped out much of the planet's ecosystems in doing so. And okay, we went to the moon, although once we'd done it, we kind of lost interest, and although we've since landed some robots on Mars, you'd have to say that interest is now waning there too. As for the other parts of the Drake equation, they are all valid. It's just important to remember that to make an apple pie, you not only need a universe, but you need a universe that's old enough to have shifted from a periodic table of hydrogen, helium, and lithium to a much richer elemental mix that can support a wondrously aromatic mix of carbohydrates, triglycerides, and polysaccharides. It's also important to remember that our solar system has only appeared in the last third of the universe's lifetime. And it's taken well over 99% of our solar system's lifetime for our broadcasting species to appear. So in calculating the probabilities of receiving communications from other intelligences, we must also account for the relativistic truth that distance is time. In other words, the probability of detecting other intelligent communicators drops quickly over galactic distances. So our best chance of fulfilling Drake's equation probably lies within our own galaxy, where you can scan for life that's emerged within the last 100,000 years or so. So not only is the search just beginning, But as the Drake equation implies, we should probably expect there'll be slim pickings out there. But the chances of finding someone are certainly not zero. They're just slim. And those chances will probably grow as the universe gets older. And when we do find someone out there, we should celebrate with some freshly baked apple pie.